Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I am Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And it feels so weird we don't have like animals in with us today. It feels very relaxing.
I don't think you realize how much like work the puppies are, you know?
Yeah, they're getting a lot better because they used to, you know, I'd take them outside every hour. And now it's, I guess, according to their months. So they're like 4.5 months old. So they really only, I take them out maybe every 3 hours.
Oh.
But they can probably go longer than
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that helps tremendously. Mm. And it seems like they've chilled out for puppies.
I think they're pretty chill.
Okay.
I like chill breeds, though. Like I was just saying, like Willie, our golden retriever, he's just nuts. Like
he's just so big, it's just like a hurricane.
Yes.
Like a hurricane comes through. Like because we were just talking about it, if he were in here right now, his tail would have spilled all the coffee.
Yeah.
It'd be on my head probably.
And then he wants to sit
trying
in your lap.
To sit next to us.
He's 90 pounds and he wants to sit in your lap.
And he has no idea how big he is.
Oh.
I mean, he just like was sniffing Daisy's when I went under her belly and she's like up in the air. Like it's just no clue. And Duke is foolish. So Duke just like goes in his mouth, like no fear, not a clue.
He's like licking his nose constantly.
Yes. Good morning.
He's crazy. Hey, Mo.
It is pretty crazy. I'm loving this fall weather, except for the rain.
I know.
I'm so glad you put an umbrella because it was like so painful to take the dogs outside. There's an umbrella next to the door.
I actually wondered when that came around. That was nice. Yeah. That was thoughtful.
That was smart.
It was already in my office. It's from when Scott and Frankie were little.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, oh, perfect. Umbrella.
Yeah, we've had such a parade of dogs through here. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. It's crazy how.
Oops.
A bunch. Well, a few
just in case. I know. Just in case.
Right over. But it's a very exciting day for me because finally the dogs can get groomed.
We can see their eyes
yes,
for the first time.
I hate, Duke has like beautiful eyes and I never can see them. And I can't see Daisy's face at all. Like I can't even see if she's looking at me half the time.
I was just thinking that I don't know if I've ever seen her eyes.
She has black eyes, black nose, and black lips. So it just
disappears. I only see them when I like shove her in my face. But yeah. Their nose hair is so long that they can't see.
Yeah, it's that nose. It's like coming up from here like a fan. Because I snipped this hair because it was... And the first time I did it, poor Duke, he had like the longest bangs like down to here. And I snipped him and he was like, oh, I can see. He was so excited.
I never understood.
And then it grew up from here. Now I can't see.
I never understood like people who had like hair in their face all the time. Because like
I used to have long bangs over like
over
one eye for sure. And it is kind of amazing how much you can see through hair.
Can't stand it. Get it out of my face. I need to
but
see
now it's
with
like
my eyes.
Tucked behind my ear. It's always so.
I don't know about that.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, like we're all just like being emo right now.
Can't really see through your hair.
We're ridiculous.
You can kind of see through
Happy
your hair.
Wednesday, Belle. It is Wednesday. And we're going to try our...
It's like a gloomy, rainy box. Wednesday, though.
But you know what? I like that, especially coming up on Halloween. Like, and this box, like our influencers that have like been putting out videos so far and like the Halloween themes... Like, I didn't realize I wasn't really excited about Halloween until I started hearing, like, the Halloween music. And my husband, you guys, he's like a child. He just keeps buying Halloween stuff because it's on clearance right now, right? He dresses like a wrestler.
I love it.
I come downstairs this morning, and there is an 8-foot-tall animatronic with a, like, a knife right by the stairs. When I come downstairs, I'm like, oh, right, yeah, he bought more stuff. Okay.
Oh, I think right. That's hilarious. I love that. Well, somebody did visit my house once. It was actually people from China. And they looked around my house and I had teddy bears and I had stuff. And they're just like, this is like a child's house. Like, oh, yeah.
Kind of things that you like.
Kind of.
I love that.
That is funny.
Most of it, I got my 3 holiday flavors. Nice. Nerd milk and mint, cinnamon holiday blend, and of course, eggnog. And once again, Nessa packed my order. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very cool. We are, our decaf mirror milk and mint should be getting made today. I know we're a few days behind.
Yeah, that's been sitting on the shelf for a while. We have a shelf where orders sit, so we keep track
our
of them.
Our coffee truck was late, and then our film was late.
Yes.
Well, our film came in, but I think we told you it was wrapped the wrong way, so it wouldn't run through the machine, so we had to ship it back, and they had to rewrap it.
Yes. So Lord willing, it's good. There, everybody else's holiday orders are going out
Sam
today.
Sam felt so bad too. I had him run me some empty bags so I can at least make some stuff. He's like, I'm so sorry. It was just sorry. I'm like, it's okay. I get it.
And this will be Nessa's last, or next week will be Nessa's last week. Yeah. She is going to the police academy to do a different career path.
So, yeah, very cool.
So we're excited for her.
Yes. Which is why we're hiring. And Deborah graciously volunteered for that job. She said it would be quite the commute. I do agree that that would be pretty long.
It'd be fun, but very long.
Yeah. I hired somebody yesterday. Hopefully. Yeah.
And she seems very nice. Yeah, it's really, I love it when it's only not happened once, actually. Where someone interviewed with us and they're like, just like the family, like the idea of, you know, a family company excited about coffee. And so she was really cute because she drives 45 minutes to work each way currently.
That's a lot.
On call on the weekends.
That
sounds terrible.
And because a lot of people come here from other production facilities where it's mandatory overtime, you know, sometimes 10-hour days. It's just a very different vibe than we do.
It's funny though, because almost, so I obviously I respond to people and I give them like a Calendly link after I see their resume around. I'm like, hey, schedule an interview. I think out of the next four interviews or whatever, every single person had an A name.
Huh. Oh, really?
That actually responded to me.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And three of them were variations of Ashley.
Ashlyn. Ashley, Ashton.
Yeah, they were all sorts of crazy.
I was trying to think of how many more Ashleys I could come up with. Yeah.
Like, huh.
I could come live with you, Patty.
There you go.
Two Patties in one house. What would my husband do? You guys, he can't handle this.
Well, he is.
He's barely holding on.
So he's just come to terms.
He goes in the basement or plays the games. He just goes and plays his game.
He retreats into a hole of football every now and then, and I don't blame him.
Don't they all?
Actually, it's kind of funny because, like, as our kids are, our youngest is almost 15, and we just spend so much more time together because he used to spend so much time with you know, the older kids who liked sports, and Lane's not into that. And now Lane's into like robotics and stuff.
And he says, so, I don't eat much.
Girl, he's a good cook too. Like I have a husband who cooks, so we'll be good. Same. Yeah. Right. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Like to not have to, I mean, I cook too. I'm a good cook, but he's a real good cook. My sister came over the other day and he had invented some like bacon cheeseburger pizza that had like the burger sauce on it and pickles. And she's like, Adrian, this is so good. You should be a chef. And I'm like, well, he kind of is.
Yeah. He's a personal chef.
Yeah, it's my personal chef.
For us.
Jason was sick yesterday, so I ordered pizza.
DoorDash it is. DoorDash it is.
Yes. To be fair, I was running kids around. Like, I was going to gymnastics and stuff. So I basically ordered pizza at gymnastics, got home, fed Dallas, went back to gymnastics.
It's so tough, too, like, when you're, like, running from work to get the kids, to try to get them fed, to try to get them to everywhere. Yeah. Like, I remember those days, and it was like, okay, well, we're eating McDonald's at 10 p.m.
Well, the problem is they're hungry before they go to practice and after. Yeah. So it was just like, I can only cook one dinner. Like, which one do you want to be your actual dinner? Because
I mean, Estelle ends up eating dinner at 9 o'clock on
Tuesday. That's so tough.
Mo said if I stayed with you, it would take about 1 or 2 days before he would really appreciate you. Hey, Mo, that sounds like a service that people should pay for.
There you go.
I want my husband to love me and appreciate me more.
Look what you could.
I mean,
just go there and be the biggest PIA ever so that the wife looks amazing. That's a really good service.
He's like, I love you. I appreciate you.
Give a bell. Yeah. Like, here, wait on me.
That's like the, there's a Freda McFadden book that I think it's newer called The Tenant. Read that one. Bill,
I
read that
agree,
one.
Deborah. Yeah. I miss those days too. I mean, we have a 15-year-old, but it was so crazy when we had five kids in 6 years running them around like lunatics. But it was so fun.
Yeah, my middle son, he's going to be 20 tomorrow, and I mean, he had 12 hours of practice every week of baseball, and it was just like, you know, he and I had our thing, like the Holly McDonald's has got the best fries, and we'd be in the line at 10 p.m.
I think it's just like crazy because it was like I'd have three kids that had to be at this at somewhere at the same exact time. So I could drop one 10 minutes early and then get one there on time, but it was always the third one that's like, how am I going to do that third one?
It's like, I can't, there's only one of me. I can't be in two places at once.
People were so generous. Like, I mean, it's kind of good having lots of kids because people volunteered all the time. They're like, oh, you have so many kids. Do you want me to pick your child up or bring them home from practice every day? And I'm like, sure.
I would appreciate that.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, please.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I usually just stayed after school until practice.
Yeah.
And then somebody would take me to dance or gymnastics.
And you're starving the whole time, probably.
No, they would feed us.
That's good.
Yeah, we had a lot of very kind friends in our lives that really helped. I mean, it really was community.
Both ways. Like, if we had their kids, we feed them. You just take care of whoever's kids you have. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Mo says, I'm just crazy, so people can only take small doses.
I have a couple girlfriends like that. So don't I said somebody was coming to the house. She's like, oh, is it that one girl?
Which one girl?
I love my crazy friends, but it is it definitely can be, you know, different doses.
I like to think I'm only really manageable in small doses as well.
Box was a lot of fun. We were trying to figure out at first, our first idea was like some sort of like potion thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? We were like, how can we like, we were almost going to have you mix your own flavors.
Yes.
But we were like,
who's going to brew more than one pot at a time?
People aren't
going to want
to brew two pots or two pods or to do that. Yeah. So, it did evolve into Frankenstein mashups, which was pretty fun
too. Oh my gosh.
That is kind of a cute idea though. Like if you could do mini packages. And then, like, put two into a pot and brew
it together.
Don't
make this harder than it has to be.
I guess we could have, but K-cups wouldn't have worked, but we could have done the grounds.
Yeah.
That's what we were trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the K-cups would have had to be just potion A, potion B when I mixed them together.
Yeah.
It would have been really cool if you had, like, dry ice or something.
I'm going to say, I think this box was the most difficult box to do, though, just because some of the flavors were so unique. And I felt like I tasted them 1,000 times just like trying to get it figured out. Like, oh, this doesn't have the flavor.
Right.
You know, and so I'll get to the flavor when we get to it. But yeah, but we'll taste them first.
I think they ended up
Mary
really
Shelley
good,
wrote Frankenstein. Yeah. A woman wrote Frankenstein.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of Jessica's favorite books and she has it like in a special edition.
Yeah.
Because she's for tonight for the book club. It's black.
Yeah.
Paper with white lettering, which is opposite. And we were paper mache pumpkins.
Yeah.
And so she photocopied some of it so that we can use it to do our pumpkins if we want.
So I looked at her pumpkin that she made and I was like picking out the words and I'm like bondage, smother. And I'm like, is this one of these tests where like your weird brain picks out like the weird? And I'm like, I'm sure there's like nice words in here.
I would find those. So, or maybe she
to back up, so we're tasting our subscriptions.
Yes.
So, Patty, do you want to do this?
Take it away. Yeah, so every month we come up with a different themed box with four different flavors in it. You can either get the 2.5-ounce bags, which we have here today. You can get the single-serve pods. You'll get 12 of those in a box. Or you can get full-size flavors in either whooping or ground.
Yes, I'm supposed to do that.
Vivana. Or four boxes of pods. And that is available in regular or decaf. We pick a theme and then we come up with four flavors that fit that theme. So
and they change every month.
They change every
month. And it's always a surprise. So it's a surprise what you get.
Yeah. So if you'll see us advertise, you know, it's and you see four flavors, that's a box that's already released. Nobody knows the flavors of these until they come out. So you never know what you're going to get.
Do you know what's kind of crazy? So that this mic up here picks us up and we don't have to talk in mics.
It is nice.
It is some crazy technology.
Yeah. Because you always see the people with like the little fuzzy mic talking the or the one that.
Oh, I've done podcasts where you got to talk into the thing.
I hate
like
that too.
And then I turn towards someone to say, and then it doesn't pick it up.
Well, it's like, it's not a conversation at that point.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, hello.
Mo, yes, you're right. Frankenstein was the name of the doctor. And I recently learned that. And so John here is really into like horror and monsters. He has them all on, like tattooed on him. And he's the first one who will tell you, no, it's Frankenstein's monster. It's not Frankenstein. I'm like,
I knew that.
I did know that. Okay, so the first one that we're tasting is, are we going down the list?
Yep.
Okay, is Spooky Peanut Butter Banana. A spooky sweet peanut butter banana mashup.
We've had this one up front.
I thought it was chocolate peanut butter banana, though. It's peanut butter banana.
Yeah, it's peanut butter banana.
Because there's chocolate peanut butter fudge, which is different than peanut butter banana.
Yes. So this one, we've already been contacted several times, people saying that this is their favorite flavor ever. Anytime we do a banana flavor, it usually does very, very well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would never have thought banana would be like the flavor, but people seem to really
banana
like it.
Banana is just such a, it just is so different than eating a mushy, weird tasting thing.
It doesn't have to be mushy.
Well, it just always feels like they are.
I don't love the texture of bananas, and I don't love to eat a banana unless it's covered in peanut butter and honey.
This is so good. Peanut butter banana sandwiches. I've never had one. I feel like I need to.
Yes.
This is totally off topic, but if anybody has hydroponic? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hydroponic.
For vegetables.
For vegetables in your house.
No, for vegetables. For
real vegetables real in vegetables. Your house. If anybody's tried that,
the devil's lettuce.
Let me know. I'm thinking about not herbs, but like romaine lettuce and stuff. Let me know. I'm a little concerned about the insect infestation of it.
Is that a thing? I mean, do people get, I mean, you know, like in my house plants though, every now and then there'll be like fungus gnats or
not a banana
mealy
fan.
Bugs or stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm a peanut butter fan. So do anything with peanut butter. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Also going to note as a quick reminder, these are allergen free. Mm-hmm. Our coffees are free of the top 8 allergens. So if you have a nut allergy, you can still have this. Which is nice.
I just gave my dogs peanut butter and honey, not like it's dog peanut butter, so I don't know what it is. But I didn't know honey was so good for dogs.
Yeah, Manuka honey is like a thing that they've been saying lately. And it just came up as an ad yesterday because I want Manuka honey because it's supposed to help your liver. Mm-hmm. And people say they give it to their dogs because it's really good.
I put it on one of those mats. I got one of those lick mats.
Yeah.
But I think their faces are a little flat to do it. I don't know.
That's they probably funny. Have different styles.
Also, you know that they just released a study like within the last couple of days that we're supposed to start giving peanuts and allergens to babies now. Remember they said we weren't supposed to do that?
To get the tolerance?
To get the tolerance. Well, they said that like I think the avoidance of it maybe is what like.
Well, the scary thing is that baby formula.
Now yeah, with arsenic in it.
With BPA and plastics and added sugar and.
Yeah.
That's just interesting.
I'll throw that over there for you. So, yeah, the peanut butter banana is delicious.
Okay. Next, we have haunted honey cinnamon. Sweet honey with a haunting cinnamon swirl.
Britton hates honey with a passion, which is so weird to me.
You don't really like cinnamon. You don't like either of them.
Yeah.
Or cinnamon.
And you don't like cinnamon, but you do like honey.
I do like honey. Well, recently I've liked honey.
See, I feel like this honey has like a jasmine scent to it to me. I was just telling Britton that this morning.
It smells like gourmet honey.
It does.
Like gourmet honey is different than regular honey.
It smells exactly like I would expect it to.
Yeah, that's what I read. Mo is give peanut butter to kids.
That tastes like a tea. This would be delicious iced. This one would be really good iced, I think. It would.
I like it. Deborah says this one's her favorite.
That is a good one.
If you like honey, it's delicious. I did take a sip of it. I just
I confirmed that I hated it.
I confirmed that it tastes like honey. You're welcome.
Hey, the good news is if it tastes like what it's supposed to taste like.
It does. It tastes exactly like how it was supposed to.
Well, and that's the thing. Some people are like, can I get a refund because I didn't like one of the flavors? And it's just like that. I mean, that's the point, kind of. I mean, and we kind of do some out-of-the-box ones. Mm-hmm.
This is a weird box, for sure.
It's kind of fun.
So we did have a comment on our Facebook page of somebody who wasn't thrilled with this box because she's like, I saw the other advertisements. It was donuts. It was cakes. This. And I got mango chili. And it's just like, I mean, you know, I get it. But the whole fun of it is that you never know what you're going to get. And there's
the root beer was still the root beer. But if we had done that, the beer one, one was the weirdest bubble gum, but it was really actually good. Very good.
I loved stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuffing was really yummy.
We should just do stuffing again as a weird flavor, Although I feel like we hold on to that one for a little while too.
Yeah.
Stuffing. Okay, so this one, again.
Okay, this one I'm not sure about, and okay. I don't know that I tasted it. So it's mango chocolate chili. Okay. It's really mix of mango chocolate and chili, like mm-hmm. chili?
Yes, like chili powder.
Oh, like chili powder.
So this one was okay. really fun to develop because it is a mix of flavors. And the that flavor,
smells good.
The flavor they unique. Sent me to try.
I don't think I tried this.
Are you sure? No?
No, I don't
Did I do this as a party one? I don't think I did.
Well, I just, it could have been like John and Jessica. And you yeah, know, sometimes it could have been. Happens.
Mango, this flavor is so interesting though because you get the taste of the spice without it being spicy.
Yeah.
And we did have someone contact Jessica and say this was her favorite flavor ever.
It's really good.
She can't believe how much she likes it. She wants it as a permanent flavor.
Who came up with mango chocolate chili as a
Britain,
flavor?
I believe I said
Britain
it.
Did. And I said, are you out of your mind?
Like, is that a real food?
Yeah. It is. What we originally tried to do was combine the Fiesta chocolate flavor, Fiesta mocha flavor with mango, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good. Yeah. So then I went back to the flavoring list and was like, okay, let's try this and this and this and this. And we tried a couple different things before we got to this. And I was like, gosh, it's weird, but it's good.
No, that's really good. I, you know, actually was brewed out front today and I went and made a cake up of blueberry cobbler because I'm like, I don't know if I want a whole thing of that. Plus, I kind of want to be surprised today when I tried it.
Deborah said, really like this one too. Not a fan of mango, but I like this.
Yeah.
Patty says that's the fun.
It's like your brain almost tricks you into the heat because of the chili.
Yeah, and flavor. The heat or the spice comes at the end. You get hit with mango first and then the spice.
It's got
at the
really
end.
Good depth of flavor, and which is hard to do.
It is hard to
morning,
do.
Charles. Good morning, Charles.
So they make candy bars that are like spicy mango, whatever.
Or the Tajin flavor.
Honey is one of the food products that never expire. Which I wish you would have told my 15-year-old that before she threw it
We literally
all
talked about this
cupboard.
Yesterday.
We did. We looked up foods that don't expire or what. Because
the only way it goes bad is if like water contaminant gets in it.
Mm. And it gets rancid or molded.
That's fair.
Yeah. All my gourmet honeys, my husband told my daughter to go ahead and clean out the pantry. And she got rid of so much stuff.
Everything. Mm.
Was not good.
I love honey too. I have some honeycomb at home that I'll just take a scoop and put it in my tea.
I never liked it till that charcuterie in Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
And then it was like, oh, what is honey?
So good. Mm. Love it.
It doesn't sound good to me at all. Drink mix. Because if you like that, you're going to like this.
Yeah. The mango what?
Element, I think is what they're, but they're those salted.
Yeah. Oh.
Electrolyte mixes.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, Patty. I wasn't excited about trying this one at all, and because I don't even in my head see how those flavors should be on the same
orange blossom thing. Honey,
but
yes, that sounds good.
It's delicious, really good.
Yeah. This definitely was the surprise favorite from this box. For sure.
It's really good. And it is weird how it, I feel like it's cleaning my sinuses.
But there's not actual spice.
Somehow it just feels like.
It's funny how your brain can trick you into, you know.
Well, and even sometimes we taste something, Pat will give us something. I'm like, gosh, I've tasted that before, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to put that up. But she said, do not use metal with honey, it damages some of the benefits.
Very interesting. Because I'm pretty sure, I always use a metal spoon when I do. Yeah. So that's interesting.
That's why maybe they have those little plastic
orange blossom honey. I wish I liked
orange blossom honey. Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those things that I've tried so many times.
I feel that way about lemonade. I feel like it would be refreshing and I would really like flavored lemonades. But
no, you're not a lemon person either, unless it's in your mom's lemon bars.
I do like my mom's lemon.
Oh, you didn't like it at all?
Yeah. Her drink.
Do you like the other kinds of element though? Like I really like the watermelon one.
Speaking of which, you wanted a watermelon flavoring.
Delicious.
I got it in, but they did warn me that it's only for though it's not really coffee. It's like a tea flavor. So what I like to do when I get my flavoring is I unwrap them and they come really tightly sealed and I smell them. And I smell them blind. I don't look at the flavor first, and I like to smell them to see what it is. I smelled this one and about cleaned out my nose for like the next 7 years. I was like, okay, we'll see if we end up trying that one or not.
So, Bill, I ordered a pizza last night, and it's bacon, hot honey, and ricotta cheese on it.
Did you get that from Chris Belly's?
No, Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That Ghost
pizza you ordered that one time was good.
What's that fig prosciutto?
That's
the golden ticket.
The golden ticket. That's at
Minor Brewery. That is so
good. The watermelon one's my favorite, too.
But I don't know about watermelon. I don't know if watermelon coffee is going to make it.
So mangoes help extend.
Okay.
She's like,
if I drink a lot of mangoes on vacation.
Clocking that.
Yeah. All right. Last flavor.
Okay. The last flavor is pumpkin chocolate. Rich, decadent pumpkin with
I'm not
chocolate
doing my
toast.
Job again. I was super late on the mango chili.
And yeah, all these flavors went live today. So like for the very first time. They always go live on the 22nd of the month.
Oh, that's good.
After the boxes ship. So hopefully everybody got their boxes and have found some of their favorites.
It's kind of funny because they're just fun twists, like pumpkin chocolate. Like that goes together so well. Peanut butter, banana, honey, cinnamon, and then out of the blue.
Yeah.
Not mango, watermelon, chocolate, coffee. Chili. Well, I think of chili. Like you're going to eat it.
Oh, like
extra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what's an abomination to me? Deborah, no, listen close. Cakes. Skyline chili that has, I think, chocolate and cinnamon in it. I don't like it. Have you guys ever? It's like the big thing in Cincinnati where
it tastes good. Those kind of flavor profiles
you,
that make sense.
You would, I know you. You would not. It? You would.
Well, I don't eat chili. Let's start with I only eat chicken chili.
So my husband.
You eat Hormel.
You know how I am.
Or Hormel chili.
No, like, don't do that.
Kevin calls it, well, he just has my dog food. But I like it with tostada chips, and then you're supposed to mix in some tomato sauce with it. And
into
then,
what?
Into the chili.
The Hormel?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what my mom did, those little tomato paste.
She'd I don't think you're supposed to. It just sounds like what your mom did.
For chili pies, and then you'd put on the cheese on top and crinkle the tortilla chips on top.
I get a plate of Tostitos, and I drop some Hormel chili and some cheese on it, and I put it in the microwave.
Yeah. They don't have microwave. Yeah. I will do it on the stove and then just dip it. Chili and cheese.
Not a fan of that. My husband makes homemade chili. We had some on Sunday. I put Fritos in it. It's really good.
I am a spice wimp too. Like black pepper is spicy. But all the hot honeys that I've had so far are not spicy at all.
I love a good pepper chili.
And Deborah pepper doesn't jelly. Like Skyline chili either. Good job, Deborah. It's just they put it on spaghetti. So it's like Skyline, right? So you can get it on spaghetti noodles and they like put like 9 pounds of cheese on top of it. You can get it on a chili dog. You can get it by itself. So, you know, when I go to places, I like to try like their local food. Yeah. I'm like, I got to try Skyline chili. I got to try Grater's ice cream. This was in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we went there and we're just like, it's really weird chili. It has cinnamon in it and it's not good.
Disgusting.
But Grater's ice cream.
I realized because my daughter's here from Florida, and I just realized she's like, oh, this. And I'm like, no, I don't really like that. No, I don't really eat that. No, I only like the caramel drumsticks. No, I only. And she's like, have you always been this picky? I'm like, yeah, I just don't whine about it.
Yeah.
I just don't eat what I don't like.
Yeah. There's no point, right? Why waste those calories on food that you don't enjoy?
Yeah. So.
And Lori is one. She will spit it out if she doesn't like it.
Like not the doing Dubai it. Brownie from
Crumble. Like, you don't like
that? No, I thought it was like disgusting. It. Like I rolled my window down and spit.
You know.
I wasn't that dramatic about it, but it wasn't great.
I ordered Crumble last week for Jessica's birthday. And then I got a little 6-pack for Lane at home. And we were trying them later. And like we always cut them into 4 so we can each have a bite of them. And I just. You know, I just think I can make better cookies at home.
Yeah, like I'm not ever super impressed.
There's been like a cup, like maybe 3 or 4 that I really, really liked. That's about it.
Yeah.
But also, we don't even cut it in. We cut it in like 6 or 8.
Yeah.
It's like we can't. They're so rich.
You mean like 700
calories? I just
want to
bite. And I actually just want to bite because I'm probably not going to like it.
I know. I was throwing them up there because Halloween's around the corner. So
none of us have our murder shirt
today.
What are
they? I know.
Oh, it I says, thought it said it loves a muscle shirt. I was like, did we do a muscle shirt?
It says,
shirt?
I love coffee, murder shows, and about 3 people, I think, on it.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, which
they're super soft.
Yeah.
They're so soft. I love them. They're so cozy.
You guys should check those out.
I wore my long sleeved one earlier this week and it was just nice and cozy with this rainy weather we have.
I'm like, and we're getting into fall. So we have the stress blessed and pumpkin.
Obsessed. I wear my sweatshirt.
These are really, really soft. Well, they're all really soft because they're all the same brand. Yeah.
We only like soft things.
Yeah.
Soft, good quality.
But these are cute. It's like a custom.
And really, that's a great price.
Ashley did
for a t-shirt. I can't pick a favorite from this box, you guys.
And then the last one's the Christmas one. So that one's coming soon.
Gosh, it's crazy that we're like here at Christmas too. Like, we're here. Next week, we've got our, you know,
Halloween. I've been thinking a lot about our Halloween costumes.
You got to figure it out. We got 1 week.
I think we're good. I just got to get the sizing correct.
And in case I have to buy something, too, I got to know.
I'll check it out this
weekend. We were in the 80s yesterday. Yeah, we were like 85, 90, and then all of a sudden we were like 60.
Yeah.
It changed 15 degrees this weekend in like an hour. It was like 65, and it was cold, and then it rained, and then right after the rain, it was 80. It's like, how do you change 15 degrees in an hour?
Well, Saturday morning was warm at the football game. Like, it was beautiful. Bye, Charles.
Have a great
day. And then that afternoon was so cold.
Yeah. I was glad it didn't rain on you, because I know it was supposed to rain all day Saturday, and you guys were going to be outside. I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't rain on her. It's never fun.
It says that company seems to do better with cakes and cheesecakes than cookies. Mm. Crumble?
Yeah, they make do. Cheesecakes.
They have like pumpkin bars.
Yeah, they do brownies and stuff now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had those, but.
Yeah, I'll have to try those one of these times.
Worth a try because I'm not crazy about the cookies. Now, I will say the Gideon's cookies that I don't know if it's just at Disney. I'm sure it's other places. Those are good cookies. Mm. Those Gideon's are cookies.
I did get the ingredients to make the oatmeal cranberry white chocolate cookies. I need to make those. Oh. And I need to make them a time that we're going to eat them. Because, like, I don't think that my kids... I got cherries instead of cranberries. My kids don't appreciate it like we're going to appreciate it.
No, you know? That would be great. And I really... when we were at our golf trip, we had protein balls.
Oh,
and I loved them. They were good. Jessica made some, and they were almost the same. Because we both took the recipe, the ingredients, and put them in chat and said, give me a recipe.
Oh, yeah. Those
using
are easy.
These ingredients. Yeah, those are really good.
Usually, they have honey in them, too. Honey and peanut butter and chocolate chips
I
and
don't,
oats.
No, this didn't have it. It was very just oats and
honey and 65.
Maybe some
nice
dried cherries.
65 would be nice. 56 and cloudy. Yes.
All right. So the
I
East
don't
Coast.
I think it's 50 here.
Most of our people on the East Coast commenting. So nice.
I'm just hoping for a nice Saturday because now we have another football game.
What a nice Halloween for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate it when it's rainy and cold.
Gosh, what was it? Maybe
every year.
Maybe
last year was beautiful.
Last night, really
it must have
nice.
Been like 13 years ago because my dog, my pug Teddy, was a baby, and we took him out trick or treating. I felt really bad because it was like stepping in ice puddles.
Yeah,
and that was miserable.
I think that was the year that Malin and Martin were here.
Yeah. Oh, awful time to.
Yeah. And then one of the years, 2 years ago, was snowy, like
cold.
Two, three inches.
They had to
snow.
Wear out their winter coats.
So
on.
My husband keeps going, like, because his Halloween plans keep getting bigger and bigger. And so now he's like, so we should set up a hot chocolate station under a tent and we're going to have clowns in the tent. And I'm like, no, kids are going to be terrified. But he keeps like nudging me to like, just ask me, do you want me to set up a hot chocolate station? Like, I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. I'm like, I just.
You're going to have grown up hot chocolate too?
I mean, I love it.
I mean, I love it when we go to houses and they're like. Here's the candy
the kids,
and here's the
and
grown-up
here's
cooler.
The, would you like a grown-up beverage?
It's possible. I might do that.
Yeah, if London and Kennedy are here, I figure we can go trick-or-treat and then we'll go to our old neighborhood and visit.
Fun,
yeah,
fun,
I did
fun.
Invite them to come with us.
Did too. You? Okay.
We go with our friends in the neighborhood, which you guys can come too. But
her
it's
first Halloween.
Basically now we just walk in the street and have adult beverages and the kids just... do their thing.
That's what we just go visit and then they ran along and we just
what are your
kids
costumes this year?
Dallas is going to be a ninja again, whatever his you know,
like ninth year in a row.
And then Estelle wants to be Rumi from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, fun.
And I just got the shipping notification yesterday
that it
on
came.
Her jacket.
Okay,
nice.
But then I've got to figure out how to braid the purple into her hair, and I don't know.
You can do it. You're a good braider.
Yeah, have you guys watched the K-pop?
No.
It's cute. I heard it's really cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. I've heard it's cute.
That be?
I mean, when my kids sing it constantly.
My dental appointment, it's, apparently.
Estelle literally is singing it all the time.
I'll have to watch it.
I heard it was really, I mean, I heard parents are like, and then they watched it like, oh, actually, that's pretty cute.
Yeah. I had been in the room and like caught parts of it 3 or 4 times before I finally like sat down and watched it with them. And I actually liked it.
There was so much K-pop at Lala when we went there. It was crazy. Yeah. Just the culture and everything was just very interesting.
I know our local one does tastings.
Mo said adults should be able to trick or treat at liquor stores and get nips.
Hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something like that
house. With a trolley. Yeah. My somebody husband, to trolley him around.
He's just like, and now we need to make treat bags and we need to buy, like, there's this kit on Amazon. And I'm just like,
thanks, Bill.
This is getting out of control, Adrian. But
and you live in a good neighborhood for it, probably.
You know, we. Our neighborhood is great. We don't get a ton of trick-or-treaters.
Really?
Yeah. So like maybe like 75. So I think it might be manageable if I do all the things that he wants to do.
I just like that we are going
Just like that he has ideas for you to do.
We go to
our always will say stuff like that.
Friend's house for trick-or-treating. Now we've gone there we've trick-or-treated together almost our kids' entire lives at this point. I actually have a photo collage of all the years, which is pretty fun. With Stephanie and Trevor.
Oh, okay.
But they text. Well, first of all, it's just assumed that we're coming on Halloween now, which is I love. And then Trevor texts and he's like, "So, any special drink requests for Halloween?" I'm like, "I don't know."
That's fun.
Something fun. I was like, "The apple cider was pretty good last year."
But that's fun.
It's good.
I have to do something like that and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun. Like a lot of work.
Well, we are going to get back to work. You guys have a wonderful week and we hope you enjoy this collection.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, it was really good. Have a wonderful week.
Yep. And bye, Halloween's next week. So
next Friday, yeah.
Crazy Halloween sale.
Maybe.
You know what that means.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.